Cleaning Nation, we are back. It is time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Just want to take a minute to thank you for loving the show, for tuning in, for subscribing, for sharing with friends, family, dogs, pets, whoever you got. We love all the love that you give us on iTunes, on Facebook, on YouTube. Just wanted to tell you the show only exists because of you and your support. Today, we are chatting with Dwayne Anderson from Pace Ventures Cleaning. Pace is celebrating their 10-year anniversary in the Southwest Indiana area with residential, commercial, and specialty cleaning. If you want to reach out to Dwayne and his team, you can get a hold of them at ventureslesventurescleaning.com. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you on, my friend. Tell us a little bit about you. Are you married? Do you have kids, fish, dogs? What's going on over there?
I am married. I have kids. I have dogs. My second marriage and kids are growing, so the dogs keep us busy now.
That sounds like many a cleaning nation. How did you wander your way into the Southern Indiana cleaning game?
Well, actually, I moved out here from California, and I used to do ceramic tile, and there wasn't a big call for it in this area, so I found a job that would keep me busy year-round with the cold weather and everything, got out of construction, and got into cleaning, and wound up starting my own little floor business, maintenance and cleaning, and one of the places I was working for was Pace, and their mission statement is to help encourage self-reliance, and at the point, we were, I think, 90-something percent government funded, and we figured if we're going to walk the walk, we want to talk the talk. So we started a couple for-profit businesses, the cleaning company being one of them.
Oh, okay. So explain that to me. That's an interesting concept. I'm not sure I get it all together. So you started in a not-for-profit, and as part of that, you expanded out into a for-profit deal?
Right. The agency is a non-for-profit agency that houses Head Start, Early Head Start, Energy Assistance, WIC, several programs that help the community. And those programs get cut. On top of, we wanted to try to make ourselves more self-reliant as well. So we started a couple for-profit businesses within the agency. We're under their umbrella, and the profits get fed back into the agency, so all of our profits go back to the community.
Well, that's exciting. Now, when you say we, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the agency.
And what's the name of the agency?
It's Pace Community Action Agency.
Well, let me get that down, so I'll put it in the show notes. You say Pace, like P-A-C-E?
Correct.
Pace Community, what was the whole thing?
Action Agency.
Action Agency. Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's PaceCommunityActionAgency.com.
Beautiful. I will put both Ventures Cleaning and PaceCommunityActionAgency.com in the show notes page. So if people want to check out what you're doing, not just in the cleaning universe, but in the giving back universe, they can drop you a line, because that's awesome, man. I really, one of my core values for the last 10 years in business has been helping out, and it looks like that you are in that same kind of boat of wanting to make sure that you make a bigger impact than just profit.
It is, and I truly feel blessed to be involved with this. So,
well, that is really cool. So are you an employee of the Pace folks or the Ventures Cleaning or both?
I'm actually a Pace employee, and I run the cleaning company. I let my business go, and this is all I do now is run the cleaning company for Pace.
So, and they just give you a flat salary, whether you make money, lose money, and
yes,
all the profit, hopefully profit, goes back to the
Correct.
Kind of parent company. Well, good for you, man. That's an exciting gig, brother.
We've made a profit all but one out of the 10 years we've made a profit.
So you've been doing this 10 years, and all the money that you make, you give back to, or not you make, but that your efforts produce goes back to the nonprofit.
Correct. And in some ways, in different ways, our employees, they have access to insurance, medical, health, dental. They have access to 401k if they choose to. They get a couple paid days off during the year, so little by little we want to get back to our employees too. So,
well, God bless you, man. I love what you're doing, and I want to help any way I can. So what's going on in your business today that I can hopefully bring some value to?
our biggest problem is to grow, we need to hire some more quality employees, and even getting applications in this area has been a chore.
Okay. Well, it sounds like just based on your parent, I've got a bunch of questions and then I'll try and give you some feedback. How big is the community that you're in? What's the population?
I'm guessing around 20,000.
Okay. So it's a fairly small population. The not-for-profit you do they have employees that you can kind of tap into that pool, or is that not a lead?
We do. It's 120 employees, I believe, at the agency, and everybody tries to help out and promote. We don't do a whole lot of marketing, so word of mouth has been our biggest marketing scheme since we started.
Okay, so you get some of your so there's only about 20,000 people in your community. You get a lot of employees currently from kind of the parent company, the agency, but you need something a little more consistent. Is that fair?
Right. They have their employees as well, but we work together as far as trying to get employees for both their agency and our company. So
okay, so perfect. That's a great idea.
You know, we use teachers during the summer. If we pick it up during the summertime and the teachers are out during the summer, several teachers we've used for the summer, and then they go back to teaching in the school year. So that's kind of been nice too.
Yeah, you're going right to where I was going to go in terms of, all right, who is your niche? So right now, are your cleaners part-time or full-time?
We have 10 full-time and 4 part-time.
Okay, so you've got some of each. Are they typically male head of household? Are they single? Are they married? Are they kids? Give me a little bit of the demographics of who you're tracking currently.
Not too many kids. I don't have too many kids on staff.
Okay. And so when I say kids, I mean like 18, college, 18 and up, not like
correct,
children.
Correct. I'd say, most of my employees are closer to the 30 to 50 range, I guess.
Okay. Male, female?
A mixture of both.
Mixture of both. Good. Are they head of household generally, or
yeah,
kind of working
generally,
for,
yeah.
Okay. Do you have any that are working for extra income?
I have at times, not so much right now.
Okay, so that'd be the first thing I would do is kind of identify, and this is just Cleaning Nation. This coaching I'm giving him, you might go, man, I've listened to the show a lot, and this is kind of different, or the first I've heard of this. Dwayne's situation is a little different. When you're like, I'm in Phoenix, a lot of the people we talk to are, Atlanta, New York, Florida, just big communities with hundreds of thousands of people. So the strategy for those folks is different than when you've got a small community, there's 20,000 people. You've got to take it a little more extreme to the next level. So if you're kind of going, wow, this is the first I've heard, this wouldn't, if you're in LA, you can certainly use these strategies if you really want to kill it, but you don't have to go this far. But you get into anywhere under probably 30, 40,000 people, you're going to have to work harder to get employees, certainly at the minimum wage entry level, than you would in a larger community. Is that so far so good, Dwayne?
Yeah, it sounds like you hit the nail on the head.
Okay, so where we're at, and I'll give you the coaching I would give typically, and then we'll talk about how to kick that up a notch for your specific situation. First and foremost, anytime we're hiring minimum wage people, we need to get out of the I'm giving you money, therefore you'll give me time paradigm, because they've just had a string typically of crappy $10 an hour jobs, crappy $10 an hour bosses. And as soon as you become a little bit of a pain in the neck or anything goes wrong, they're just going to trade you up for the next $10 an hour job or boss. The way you overcome that is you want to build a community that they want to be a part of, which it sounds like you guys are already doing. We just got to find a way to leverage that. So you're not quote unquote selling, you give me an hour and I'll give you 10 bucks or 11 or 9 or whatever your wages are. You're selling, be a part of this community and this core values and this company that believes what you believe. Come be a part of this tribe, this family, this group, this thing that you can't get anywhere else, that maybe it's not another crappy $10 an hour job. It's a community that they have the opportunity to be a part of. Maybe you guys have giving projects that you do periodically. Maybe you have company parties that you throw once a month, outings that you do, but you kind of really transition from dollars for hours into a community that you're inviting people to be in. Does that all make, I know I went real fast, but does that make sense so far?
Yeah, no, I'm up with you.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to kind of tell all of Cleaning Nation to do to really get the best of the talent pool. When it comes to you, we're going to have to really drill down, just like any other advertising method. We need to know who you're looking for, what their pain is, and where they hang out. So we spent a little bit of time of who they are in terms of, are they wives? Are they husbands? Are they head of households? Or are they supporting role? Like a single mom would be head of household. A wife whose husband has a full-time job and might be picking up extra money, she might be supporting income. Are they college students? Are they elderly? Are they retired? Are they still in the workforce? Are they in town? Are they in the suburbs? We really want to know who they are so we can answer the next question, which is, what is their pain? What pain can you solve for them? So the first thing I'd probably do, Duane, is make 3 or 4 avatars of your perfect ideal customer, right? Because you said some are men, some are women, some want part-time, some want full-time. So I'd kind of start, not kind of, I would start really clarifying the 3 or 4 types of people that you want to attract. So give me just like a 1 or 2 sentence summary of the like 3 or 4 main types of employees that you want to attract in terms of age, full-time, part-time, gender, are they parents, are they older, are they younger? Just give me a picture of the 2 or 3 ideal kind of prospect employees that you want.
The ideal employee, I think we need a mixture. You want your, I need some part-time people that would just need a second income. Some retired people that are looking just to supplement their income a little bit. But then I need people that want the hours as well. Right now we're growing our floor care, so that's been something that I've also been trying to hire for and having trouble, and that's a higher paid position, but still no applications.
Okay, so the trick is we can't treat everybody the same, right? We're not going to give the messaging to the college student that's looking for 20 hours a week and beer money. The messaging for him is going to be completely different than the dad who's got a wife and 3 kids at home. Wife can't work. He works 40 hours a day or 40 hours a week, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and wants to work 7 to 9 Monday through Friday for extra income. Where they're going to hang out and where you would reach them is going to be very different. B, the message that's going to attract them is going to be very different. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so first and foremost, we've got to identify the 2 or 3 avatars that we're looking for, right? So I think you'd mentioned, we'll just call it part-time dad who's the head of the household. He's got a full-time job. He just needs some extra hours. And then we'll say single mom, this is her full income. And I'm totally making these up, but I just want to have a couple that we can work with. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Once we understand who they are, and for you, because you're in such a small town, you might have to have 5 or 6 avatars, right? To really, because there might, each of these avatar groups or each of these niche groups might only have a couple dozen people, you know, looking for work at a given time. So you might need more, but we'll just start with those two. What you're going to do is, okay, once you understand who they are, you're going to understand what their pain is, right? So you're going to understand what pain you can solve for them. So if it's the dad and he's like, you know what, I've got mama at home, we've got 2 young babies, and guess what? We're pregnant and we were barely making ends meet before with my 40-hour week job. I got to pick up some extra money, right? This third baby is just going to cost me money. Well, now we're going to find out what pain we can solve for him, right? He may not be as interested in the community or time off or benefits. He's just going, can I not screw up my daytime job and still, you know, make an extra $300-$400 a month? That might be his thing, right? So you want to create and craft messaging that's going to be compelling to that person. Once you understand who he is, what his pain is, and how you can solve it, and you've got good messaging, then you got to figure out where he hangs out, right? You post an ad at the college, he's never going to see it. Right? You might put something in Popular Mechanics magazine or, you know, again, I don't know him, but you'd ask where he hangs out. What blogs does he read? What websites does he go to? What magazines does he subscribe to? What credit cards does he hold? What groups is he a member of, right? And if you find out he's a member of the Boilermakers union downtown, well, then shoot, you might show up with donuts to the Boilermakers union once every couple months. So you see what I'm saying? You got to understand who he is, what problem you can solve for him that's going to be different than anyone else, and then where he's hanging out. And then once you have that information, you can put a message that's going to attract him where he's at. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll run down the example with the single mom, and then we'll move on to the lightning round. We'll give you a chance to share. So with the single mom, same thing. She might be going, I'm all by myself here. I can't work for 20 hours a week. I need 40 at a minimum, maybe 60. And for her, she might be more like, are there other single moms around there? Are there other people? Maybe is there like I could make friends and we could have childcare. So when I'm off, I'm watching her kids. And when she's working or when I'm working, she'll watch my kids. Community might be a much bigger thing to her because she doesn't have that. Whereas the dad's like, I don't need any communities. I got work. I got home. I don't need that. I just need the money. The mom might be like, I need a whole support system. So the message that you're going to give to her is going to be a world different than what you give to the married dad who's the head of the household. And where you're going to put that message is going to be totally different. She does not read the same blogs, go to the same places, spend money. Right. She's just in a world apart. So the methodology is the same. You identify a niche, you find out what pain you can solve or your job can solve in their world, and then you find out where they hang out and where that message is best placed to attract that certain person. It's a lot of work. But when you're in a small community and you're all competing for the same $10 an hour labor, that's how you beat the snot out of the next guy.
It makes sense. Makes sense.
All right. Whew, I need a nap. I'm going to stop yapping and give you a chance to share what you've learned in the last 10 years of being in this business. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Probably that you don't want every job out there.
Oh, that is not stated well. I'm going to say that again. You do not want every job out there. Just because they got a couple nickels to rub together does not mean that they are your customer. Well said. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe you can save some of us the same brain damage you had to go through?
I'd say make sure to communicate with your customers and your staff well. That's something that I've had to learn. I'm not a great communicator, so. Make sure you do communicate what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that's easy to say, hard to do. Well said. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something they can implement right off the bat that'll improve their life and or their business?
I'm going to go to a quote from my dad and say smile. He used to tell me that he met somebody without a smile today and he gave him one and it didn't cost him anything.
Gosh, that is, man, you are wise beyond your years, Dwayne. I like that. It's free. It is probably the easiest implementable feedback I've gotten from any guest ever. Just give a smile for crying out loud. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your ideas, your background. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, when you want to check out Dwayne's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. We will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.